Hello and welcome back to Messy Motivation with Jonah Price. And today is another podcast about friendship. And there's a lot that I've been learning. I think this has been a moment for me in my life where I've been reevaluating my friendships and reevaluating just everything that I've been doing. And for me, it's been necessary because there's been a lot going on. There's been a lot of drama coming up with friends. And one thing that I don't like is I feel uncomfortable around drama. So I try to definitely tamper it before it comes up or before it becomes a big deal. And I realize that that's not the easiest thing. I think part of that for me is the good guy complex, or I call it the good guy complex, where I want to be a good memory to my friends, even people that I don't talk to anymore or that don't want to talk to me. I hope that I give off a good memory as opposed to a stale one. I don't want people to look back and think of me and have a sour taste in their mouth because of how things ended or how we didn't talk or there's a drama surrounding that idea. So I try to keep things as kosher as possible, but sometimes that's not easy. And I discovered something the other day while talking to my good friend Anton. We were talking and I said, when looking at the qualities that make up my friends, I realized that my friends are like family. We discuss, we disagree, and we annoy each other every now and then, but we always know that there is love and that no matter what, we'll be there for each other. I know that I can call them about whatever, whenever, and they'll be honest with me, whether it be about the situation or be about how I've behaved. These relationships take work. They take time. And only when you're willing to open up about where you need help and how you need to grow personally will you grow and be able to come better. The Lord has brought so many amazing people into my life, and each has grown me and tested me in so many ways. I thank Him for my family and friends that are now my family and that continue to help me mature and grow. And I don't know. I appreciate these people because they've given me a lot of wisdom, whether it be by their own actions or by talking to me or working things out with me. And I think that's one thing that we do need in friends. I think everyone needs this in friends. They need people that they can confide in, as well as people that will be honest with them. People that don't try to hide. Because if we surround ourselves with people that don't do those things, we start to hide things from them. And we start to make ourselves more important, as well as push down our actual feelings. And this can be dangerous for our own psyche. So with that, people sometimes say that leadership, maturity, honesty, chivalry, and friendship and love all require a servant's heart. And the hardest thing in life is to give unconditionally. Some people will see this as clingy, and some people will see it as being dependent. Understand that that is their perception of you, and someone's perception of you does not define you. Just be sure that when you give because you want to give. Give because you care for others, and give because our life is a gift to us. With that, I close this podcast, and I'll see you guys next time on Messy Motivation. Talk to you later.